Welcome to the Superhero of Love podcast. I am Bridget Fonger. I wrote a book called Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart and Then Go Save the World. That book is going to be out in January 2019, but I didn't want to wait until that time to start talking to superheroes of love. And guess what? Here's the news. You are a superhero of love. And through talking to other superheroes like yourself, tapping into that little superhero inside of you, I'm hoping that you and I and all of us start feeling more and more like superheroes of love, meaning that we love and are loved more than ever before. So welcome. Let's get this party started. Hello, superheroes. Today we're doing something new, which I'm going to do from time to time. This is called Superhero Lovespirations. And there's going to be eventually a deck of cards, 365 days of Superhero Lovespirations. But this is going to be just a little tiny discussion and then a guided meditation inspired by that discussion. So this will be a quickie, but it might be fun for some of you. So the inspiration for this, the lovespiration, excuse me, for this is the recent loss of two dear friends in our community, in our spiritual community. The couple, Audrey and Jim Lanford, who passed away last week. And they were superheroes of love, no question. They were, everybody felt so special and so particularly loved by them, every single one of us. So that's how much love that they had. They walked through the world with these giant hearts and took every opportunity that they possibly could to give love. So they were living, breathing superheroes of love who have attained so much more than I even think I could ever hope to achieve. So it's been a loss for our community, although many of us, I think most of us, are experiencing them in our hearts and experiencing a closeness and experiencing their love as if they are still holding our hearts to this day, which is more evidence of their superherodom. And I just came upon this quote by Rumi a couple minutes ago. Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes round in another form. So simple and so elegant. And many of us are experiencing that they are with us in another form, deep in our hearts, and that we are connected to them. I definitely feel that way also about my father since he passed away, that soon after he passed away, I felt this, that he was this very deep, loving presence always in my heart that I could tap into at any second, much more quickly than walking to the phone, picking up the phone, calling him, reaching him or not reaching him, like an instant connection from my heart to his heart. So inspired by that, I'm going to lead you through a little meditation if you'd like to participate. So just sit quietly if you can, or turn this off and turn it back on later. Sit quietly if you can, close your eyes, and imagine your heart. And just imagine you sitting in the center of your heart, sitting peacefully in the center of your heart, so you are present in your precious heart space. And now imagine someone that either you have lost in their physical form, they've passed away, or maybe it's somebody that you've lost connection with. And imagine that they are joining you in your heart, sitting across from you, and you are experiencing the love of both of your hearts coming together in this space, being present, surrounded by that love. Surrounded by that love. Your own heart growing in its capacity to feel their love, and growing in its capacity to communicate your own love for them, so that you are enveloped by that love. Just imagine you sitting, both of you, across from each other quietly, each with your eyes closed or open, however you see it, and sitting peacefully, experiencing the love that you have for each other. And now take a moment to say anything that you wish to say to them, anything that has remained unsaid for some time. And maybe allow them to say anything that they may need to say to you. Open your heart and your ears to hear anything that they may need to say to you. So that you're both sitting in this peaceful, natural exchange. And now imagine, once you're done saying what needs to be said, that you each get to express, even if you already have expressed this, express your love for each other, what you mean to each other. Let it make your heart grow even bigger. Let it make their heart grow even bigger. And just allow yourselves to take it in. Take it in. And know that that place in your heart where you both meet will always be there, no matter what. Can't be taken away. It will always be there. And then when you're ready, allow that person to retreat back into their own heart from yours. And you can leave your heart and just know that that space where you're joined will always be there. Come back into your body and allow yourself to just breathe in and out. That love that you just experienced. Feel free to do that whenever you feel the urge to tap into that love, that big love that you may have for anyone. Let it fill you up and remind you that that's what it's all about. Superhero, thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.